Chapter 1 The sun shone bright on Lauren Crawford as she made her way across the field. A breeze pressed her skirts against legs that stretched out as swiftly as they could. Lifting her chin, she turned her face upward, eager for warmth. Mother would not approve. "You'll freckle," she'd say. Lauren didn't care. The sun was a fine companion on her daily walk to and from the plantation house. So much had changed in the last 2 years. These fields were at one time teeming with slaves. Now everything was different. Not that she minded. Slavery seemed to go against the essence of polite society, barbaric and cruel. But the terrible practice had ended at a great cost to many. Unthinkable bloodshed. Lauren pushed the memories aside. Best not to think on such things. No, there was no need to think on that. Returning her gaze forward once again, she picked up speed. It would behoove her to not be late for dinner. Father might become suspicious. And that would lead to questions, and she dared not let him discover where her mid-morning strolls took her. Moments later, she crossed a small stream. Stone by stone, she hopped over, holding her skirt. Mother would have enough to scold her for without a soaked hem. A voice rang out and carried in the wind. Who was that? Was someone hurt?
"Can anyone hear me?"
It was a man's voice. Dare she follow it? Her mind warned against such a pursuit, telling of potential dangers.
"Help me!"
He sounded desperate. Was it a sharecropper? A farmer? One of her father's workers? Either way, she could not leave someone, even a stranger, to suffer. Perhaps she might approach in safety and keep her distance until she determined the circumstances. After all, she was within a few yards of the plantation house. Moving toward the voice that was still calling for help, she climbed the sloped embankment and went further up another small hill. There, from the top, she saw a figure next to a fallen horse. What had happened? The man scanned the area. There was nowhere for her to hide. As he looked in her direction, he called to her,
"Please!"
He faced her, though the distance between them was great. She couldn't quite make out his features.
"My horse is injured. I need help."
What was she to do? Perhaps she should run to fetch father, or one of the men that worked for him. But would the horse survive that long? What was the nature of the animal's injury? Her heart beat hard. Maybe she should help this man now. But what of her own safety? Shaking her head, she pulled her things more tightly to her chest and marched forward. She could handle herself. As she neared the man, kneeling by the horse, she could make out some of his more distinct characteristics, though he did not look her way again. He was young, not more than 5 years her senior, and he had dark hair, wavy, though it was cut short. And the blood, everywhere. On the young man, on the grass around the horse, and soaking the cloth the man pressed to the animal's leg. Lauren swallowed hard against the sudden uneasiness in her stomach. One more step, and the metallic smell slammed into her senses. Her hand flew to her mouth. She could do this. She would. She had to. The young man turned, and his deep brown eyes found hers. Brief relief registered among the surprise in his gaze. He frowned and looked back at the distressed mare, leaning onto her wound. Shifting, the animal let out a pitiful noise. Setting her things to the side, Lauren knelt beside him.
"What happened?"
"She stepped in a hole. Her leg is broken."
His voice shook as he spoke. That wasn't all. The blood revealed as much. Lauren was no stable master. Caring for horses was not her forte. Still, she knew something was seriously wrong. With a boldness that surprised her, she reached forth and lifted the cloth, tugging at the young man's hand. He relented and raised it. The bone was visible, protruding through the skin. She turned her head, hand pressed to her mouth, not able to control her gagging. Several moments passed before her stomach calmed. Once she had control of herself, she faced him.
"She's not going to make it."
Lauren kept her voice soft. The young man shook his head, gaze fixed on the horse. Lauren looked at the mare's face, then at the man's grimace. She laid a hand on his arm. He was shaking, from the effort of holding the compress on, or from emotion.
"She's in a lot of pain. You need to let her be at peace."
The man's eyes slid closed, and he turned his face into his shoulder opposite, where Lauren